Neither snow nor rain nor heat have dampened the spirits of a growing number of Weather Channel viewers who are tuning in to its local weather segments for the background music as well as the forecasts. It may sound like a smooth jazz radio station, but the regional forecast known as Local on the 8s has been music to the ears of the Weather Channel's music producer, Steve Hurst.
When I took it over, my mandate was to make it bigger and better and more appealing. And then we kind of had some new leadership coming to the department, and they're like, this is a huge thing. It's one of the biggest, most recognizable aspects of our programming. We really need to focus on it. So they gave me money. They gave me time to kind of really get into it and make it much better.
Hurst found that modern instrumental jazz struck a chord with viewers intent on getting the most up-to-date forecast. He says he had mixed results when he tried programming more traditional forms of jazz.
Played Charlie Parker, which really didn't go over well.
How come?
I guess it was so different, kind of like that bop stuff he plays. It was so different from what we played, it kind of threw everybody for a loop. So I was asked to tone that one down.
The Weather Channel has come a long way from the days when employees brought their own records to play on the air. Today, the music has become so popular, the network released a CD of some of its most requested songs. The Weather Channel presents Smooth Jazz. Steve Hurst, who has been fine-tuning the music for Local on the 8s for the past 8 years, says it took some trial and error to narrow down his playlist to a 12-song compilation.
At first, I had a huge list of songs, and I just picked my very favorite songs. But then you put them all on an album, and they don't really flow well together. So the list we have on there now, they really balance out one song to the next song to the next song to the next. It really is a lot more fluid.
The Weather Channel presents Smooth Jazz, unites new talent with veterans. One of the network's most requested artists is saxophonist Dave Koz, who teams up with guitarist Robin Ford and drummer Chester Thompson on Shakin' the Shack. I'm Doug Levine.